With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's a sad day in the history of the Senate. Lawmakers dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House Republican push to remove him from office over his lack of handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, and ending his trial before arguments even began. Three Russian missiles slam into a downtown northern Ukrainian city, hitting an eight-floor apartment building. At least 60 people were wounded, 17 died. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The city's acting mayor says many more were injured in the Wednesday morning attack. The city lies some 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus, and has a population of around 250,000. The latest Russian bombardment comes as the war stretches into its third year and approaches what could be a critical juncture as a lack of further military support from Ukraine's Western partners increasingly leaves it at the mercy of the bigger Kremlin forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says America and its allies are discussing options both inside and outside the U.N. system to create a new mechanism for monitoring North Korea over its nuclear weapons program. Russia last month vetoed a resolution in a move that effectively abolished monitoring by UN experts. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Russia has already been breaking the sanctions regime. They're already engaging with trade with the DPRK. They are purchasing weapons against Security Council resolutions. And they have, along with China, continued to protect the DPRK from being held accountable.
This is SRN News. Catholics are turning to the Republican Party. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
For much of the 20th century, if you were a Catholic in this country, you were probably a Democrat. Inner-city, blue-collar Catholic voters helped sweep John F. Kennedy into the White House and were reliable Democratic votes at the state and local level, too. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 52% of Catholics now favor the GOP versus 44% who remain Democrats. Abortion is most likely the explanation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First Lady Jill Biden's trying to rally support for her husband in the queer trans community. She points to Biden's advocacy for transgenderism. The president, who is struggling with a low public approval rating as well as softening support among other key groups that backed him in 2020, needs the queer trans vote. The Human Rights Campaign, a homosexual pressure group, is launching a campaign it calls Out for Biden-Harris. This is SRN News. Ford's recalling several hundred thousand Bronco Sport and Maverick vehicles due to a battery detection issue that can result in loss of drive power.
The recall covers about 403,000 model year 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sports produced between February 2020 and March 2024, as well as more than 53,000 model year 2022 to 2023 Mavericks manufactured between February 2021 to October 2022. To fix the issue, car dealers will have to recalibrate the impacted vehicle's body and powertrain control modules at no cost. Owner notifications are set to be mailed out on May 13th. I'm Haya Panjwani.
PepsiCo is recalling over 200 cases of Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale that contained sugar. The ginger ale was packaged in 24-count cases of cans and shipped to Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia. More details at SRNnews.com.